In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The Dow crossed 22,000 for the first time this week. Why do stocks keep hitting records? Investors have some theories. Joining me here in the studio with a closer look is the Wall Street Journal's Akane Otani. Akane, the first theory is that stocks reflect the resurgent health of American corporations.
Yes, that's right. We've had a turnaround in corporate earnings. Some of our readers might remember that back in 2015, there was a lot of concern about the global economy and how solid we were. But in the last year or so, we've seen a turnaround, and S&P 500 firms are actually on track for their third consecutive quarter of earnings growth. And so that's a really reassuring sign for a lot of people who say, when it comes to the stock market, earnings growth is really what determines the path of stocks.
Now, next on the list, the global outlook is looking brighter.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of an interesting point, whereas, you know, in the years right after the financial crisis, it was really the U.S. that appeared to be holding up the global economy. More recently, we've been seeing brighter forecasts for economic growth in places like Europe, India, China, and that is contributing to profit growth at big multinationals. So some of the best stock performers this year include companies like Boeing and McDonald's, which, of course, have big presences outside of the U.S., and they've also benefited from a weaker dollar. The dollar has fallen quite a bit this year, partially due to some more lukewarm economic data in the U.S. And so that combination, where you have better global growth, but still not a terrible domestic outlook, is really picking up the growth at multinational companies.
The next one, the U.S. economy is in a Goldilocks situation. What does that mean?
This is probably a term that only investors and analysts would use. But basically, you have what they say is a rare, favorable situation where the economy is growing fast enough to support earnings growth, but it's not expanding too quickly. You know, in that scenario, you might have the Fed rushing to raise rates, but because the growth has been, you know, slow but steady, instead we have a situation where the Fed looks like it's going to stay pretty accommodative for the time being, and that is sort of the ideal situation for stocks.
So another theory investors have about why the Dow keeps climbing is that passive funds are propping up prices.
Yeah, this is a bit more of a wonky one, but if you take a look at flows into passive funds versus actively managed funds, so funds that have human beings behind them controlling what stocks go in, what stocks go out, passive has really been on a tear over the last several years. And the amount of money that is moving into index tracking funds versus moving out of active funds, some people would argue, is actually helping lift the overall stock market. It's hard to quantify exactly how much of a role that plays, but there is a ton of money coming into passive. And the fear is that that could be sort of fueling indiscriminate stock buying. So you're just buying the entire index, essentially, instead of picking certain stocks. And so if there's a reversal of sentiment, perhaps we might see a more accelerated pullback.
We're talking about some theories as to why the market keeps hitting fresh highs with Akane Otani, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Akane, last but not least here on your list, there is no alternative. That sounds foreboding.
It actually has a cuter nickname. Some people say it's Tina. So basically, the Tina theory sounds a lot friendlier.
Yeah.
there is no alternative for returns, which is a bit of a bummer when you think about it. But basically, the argument is that, you know, treasury yields are so low right now. They're still at around 2.26, 2.65. And in that kind of environment where there aren't that many investors who see bond yields rising dramatically, stocks really look like the best place to get your return on money. And it doesn't really seem like a lot of people necessarily anticipate that scenario turning around anytime soon. Big reasons being because inflation has been kind of slow to pick up, and also Congress has been struggling to push through some of these policies that people thought initially after the election might accelerate economic growth. So things like tax cuts and fiscal stimulus. And so as long as those sort of factors seem like they're not in play, it seems like the Tina effect will still sort of continue to reign over the market.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Akane Otani here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.